We're learning Masech the Sukkah Daf Lam and Aleph and Mebeitz. The Gemara brings a machlokes starting from Lam and Aleph and Aleph of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold Lulav Hayavish is Pasher. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's Kasher. And Rabbi Yehuda brings a raya that Lulav Hayavish is Kasher because Maisa b'bnei Krochem Shemarishim is Slovein Levnei Venehen. There was a Maisa, the people who live in the cities far away from the fields where they don't necessarily have any palm trees, that they bequeath the lulavim, they yarish the lulavim to their grandchildren. So you see, lulav yavish is kasher. Amalai misham raya. Is that a raya? Ain shasat chak raya. There's no raya from a case of shasat chak where they didn't have fresh lulavim. Now it's a machlekes rishenim. How do we understand the teretz of ain shasat chak raya? Taisus here in Amin Aleph by Lamatza Esreg, where the Gemara says liyavi rima neparish. He says, "Yesh l'dakti mikandim loymatzah kashim b'varach l'pasul midanaket parish ariman." It says, "If you don't have an esrog, you can't take another fruit." But it sounds like if you don't have a kasher esrog, you could take a pasul esrog. V'yesh l'dchais, but you could be daicha l'raya. Al v'yesh l'dakti k'dashari k'may lulav pasul l'rabbanim b'shasat chak. But you could bring a raya that it's mutter. Just like you find a lulav that's pasul l'rabbanim b'shasat chak, you could be mavarach on it. So who had then any psul? So Taisus is mavur that the Gemara, the Pshat, the Gemara is that you mavarich on it. Mayom etzakash mavarich bepasul, which means that you yaitza. That's what the Rosh also says in Siman Yadalit, and he brings it also from Ibishayim Mitroni to Taisus Rid that you yaitza the mitzvahs luav when you don't have another luav and you make a bracha. The Rambam in Ilchas Luav Parachas Loch Aleph writes like this: Ubishas etchaka b'shas etzakana luav hayavish kasher avalei sharminim. B'shasat chaka b'shasat kana lulav ayavish is kasher, but not any other minim. So it sounds like specifically yavish, not any other psulim, and specifically lulav, no other min. So the Rambam also is the chayr klar that the Gemara is saying b'shasat chaka it's kasher, but he holds it's dafka by lulav and dafka by yavish, and the chayr is very short. The chilek is the guy who's maimon. He says v'anu same chalal zegam mehades hayavish. We start to hades hayavish to lulav ayavish, but not anything else. What exactly is the chiluk? The Ritva says, "Nikan samcha ganim diyavish v'niktam reisha v'chal psulim yaitzim behem b'shasat chak afilu b'yem rishen," which is mashma yaitzim behem. But he says it's only by lulav and hanas and arava, but not by esrog. Why? He says the chiluk is esrog. It says b'feirish hadar, and these it doesn't say b'feirish hadar. But still a bissel shver. What should be the chiluk? What's the difference? It says b'feirish hadar. Now, so far we only mentioned the Shita Taisus, the Rosh, the Rabbeinu Yeshaya, that say that it's a din in all Dalad Minim, that if you don't find one that's kasher, you could take the one that's pasul. The Rambam also learns the Yetza, but he holds his dafka by lulav, and the guy's Maimini adds hadas, and Dvas is dafka lulav hadas and arava. That's the Shitas we have so far. Now, the Dvas also mentions that it's only when it's a psul because of a mum, or because of a lack of hadar. The psul is because it's not that shear, lamashal. You don't have the shear that you need, or it's not that min. Let's say he says the arava, the mission says that tzafzafa is pasul. Why? He says tzafzafa doesn't blive a min arava. It's similar to an arava, but it's not the same min. Or my hadas, if it's not mishulish, so the problem is it's missing avais. That's a chsarin in the min. So such a thing would even be possible b'shasat chak. Now the Ravid holds that the way. The Ravid on the Sagas of the Rambam in Periches Halacha Aleph says that if it's a psul the Raisa, how could it be mechalti b'shasat chak or not? That's his kasha. And he says the pshat in the Gemara is that they are merishin for one reason, shalashtakach teres lulav minei. But not to do a yaitza. And then of course you wouldn't make a bracha. And he says, Rabbi Yehuda never said that they made a bracha. Rabbi Yehuda just said they are merishin. You don't know they made a bracha. So the Rosh brings this all. He brings a long arichas from the Ravid about this. He brings the Ravid, brings the reason of the Yerushalmi, that Yavish is kemes, and layameis imihaluka, and he says it blibes like nichtes shirei. And he says like this. He says, is a din to take things shalei teshtakech. The Gemara just says, you don't take another min shalei teshtakech, and the Gemara says a reason for it, because maybe you'll be asi lemishrach. Maybe even when you'll have that, you'll assume that that's the right min. But he says, the Ravid says the Gemara is mashma, that if you don't have all four minim, you take three. Shalei teshtakech, because when it says don't take the rimain, But it doesn't say don't take the lulav and the hadis and the rav, which anyway you'd have to take if you take the remain. Elamai, that's halacha. You take the three. Why? Because there's no problem of us and lemisur. There's no problem that you might forget the thing. If you're using a pomegranate, you might think a pomegranate is the min of the esrig. But if you're taking three, you won't think that you ate it with three because you know the Torah says four. But the Rosh is bothered. The Rosh says that if Rabbi Huda brought a raya, so how could he bring a raya? How does he know that they made a brach on it? If he brought a raya, Lysis, he knew what they did. So come to Rabbi Huda brought a raya, it must be at least in Rabbi Huda's opinion, they were mevarach on it. So, if the Chacham hold they were not mevarach, so they shouldn't say, Misham raya ain't shasat chak raya, they should say you don't know the mitzvahs correctly. You think they made a bracha, and really they didn't. Elamai, the Chacham agree with Rabbi Huda's version that they did make a bracha, and still the Chacham say ain't shasat chak raya. So that's a raya that according to the Chacham, you do make a bracha. Not like the Ravid. That's the Rosh's taina. But I think that are arguing in pshat exactly what happened over here. And really, you have this machlekes in regard to another thing the Ravid brought down. This is all the Ravid is all in Hilchas Lulav LaRavid. And towards the end of Hilchas Lulav LaRavid, Mamish Kamat by the end, he brings a raya from a Menachem Yitzchak. He's discussing his Yavish Pasul for all 7 days or only the first day, even though initially the Gemara said it was Pasul all 7 days. But he had a shayla about it. But he had a raya from this Gemara. He brought it from Nachum Rebbe Yitzchak. Because he says, if you're going to say that Lekuli Alma Yavish is kasha for all 7 days, only the first day it's pasul, so what should be this raya b'chlal? Maybe they were Mayushal of Nevenem to use it for the rest of Sukkos. How do you know he could use it the first day? Why did they have to say in Shasat Chak raya? They should have said they was Mayushal to use for all 7 days. Alamai, there's a psul Yavish all 7 days. So the Ramban in the Asaga says, I don't understand what the Hadman of a Raya this is. Why would he bring down such a Raya? He said, it's not the Pshat that we only know one fact, that they were Meirushal of Nevenehem, we have no idea what they did with it. Otherwise, Stam you could say, of course they were Meirushal of Nevenehem. Hirusha goes by itself. Maybe they used the Lulavim to make ropes out of them, or to sweep the floor. The Teretz says, the Raya is that they had an Atilas Lulav. So if he knew about the Netilas Lulav, he must have known that it was the first day. What's your raya that it was all 7 days? The Ramban's like very disturbed. Why does he bring such a raya? Because how could you have a raya they were Meirish? Maybe they were Meirish over the 7 days. What do you mean? That's all we knew is that they were Meirish? Obviously we know they used them. And if we know they used them, so we know they used them for the first day. It's not a raya. So the Ramban says he likes the raya. Because he says, obviously they didn't know what they did with them. Because, Mimanu Shach, he says, Mamish this time that the Rosh has. If they knew they made a bracha, so what's Ein Shasat Chak Raya? The Ran's of the opinion that the whole thing is only to use the Shalai Tishtakach and you don't make a bracha. Elamai, they didn't make a bracha, so what was Rabbi Yehuda's Raya? Elamai, they didn't know. They knew one thing and one thing alone. They were Meirishit. And Zak the Ran, the Gemara knew that obviously you're not being Meirishit to your grandchildren to use it for a broom. That's not the point. They were Meirishit because it was a lulav. So Rabbi Yehuda says, if they were Meirishit because it's a lulav, why'd they do it for? Teretz says, Avada, normally they're going to try to find a fresh lulav to make a brachan, but just in case there's no fresh lulav in the vicinity, so they'll have this dried out lulav to make a bracha. And the Chacham say, no, they didn't do it to make a bracha. They didn't make a bracha. The point was, if there'd be no fresh lulav in the vicinity, they would use this lulav, also yishtakach teretz lulav. So that, the Ravid has a good raya, because if everyone agrees that you can use the fiyant of sheni, they should have just said that they needed the lulav to be used fiyant of sheni. Balgabanim, here's the machlokes. We have the shita of the Ravid and the Ran that says, Yibichlal not yetza. All these psalm, you're not yetza at all. The reason why they took the lulav, their marish of name and name, is shleit yishtakach teres lulav, and you don't make a bracha. We have the shita of Taisus, and the Taisus Rid, and the Rosh, that all the psalm, you do make a bracha. And we have the Rambam that says that Yavani you make a bracha with dafka by lulav yavish, the guy's naiman adds adas yavish, and the Ridva that says in the Gainim that it's dafka lulav adasim and aravis, but not esrei, because there it doesn't say hadar befeirish. And how do we bask? In the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tafresh Mem Tesiv Vav says all the psulim, whether it's yavish or any other psulim achmas mum, and all the dalad minim, if you don't have anything else, you take them without a bracha. And I think, and I understand this from the Mishesef as well, that his Mesupik had a paskin. It wasn't like he paskin like the Ravid, that the whole Gemara means without a bracha and not yetza. I think it was Mesupik. But Lagabi Bracha, he was machmir, because even if you are yetzer with them, but the bracha is not makiv, it's a suffix brachas, so merely you take it without a bracha. Now the Mishnah Berurah says a shtikl chiddush, which comes from Achrenim, the Peskim, that this din of taking it shloit to shtakach teres lulav is only when it's psul machmas mum. But if psul machmas kasar and shir, or it's not the right min, like hadashaytu, it's safsaf, it's possible even mishasachak. Now we spoke at the Ritva that says this, but the Ritva says it in the shita that holds that you make a bracha. So there, it's very good, because dafka by the psul hada, like we're going to speak about, there the pshat is that mishasachak, you don't have that psul. But if it's simply not a lulav, it's not, I mean, not a hada, it's not a rav, it's a hadashaytu, it's a safsafa, it's simply not the right min, so that there's no chiluk mishasachak. It's a shtickle chiddush to shtel it to even the didan that we're not making a bracha, we're tangish leit the shtakach, but even then we're saying this chiluk. But the Paiskim is saying has the same thing as parish and remain. Just like by parish and remain, you don't even take a lezecher, so things that simply aren't that min lechlal, you don't even take a lezecher. Why not? The teretz is because that yitaka might be osi lemisrach. So when it has a mum, you know that it's a mum. You bedarach klal going to try to find one without a mum. But when there's no mum at all, it's just that it's not the right min. If you're going to take a b'shas l'chak, you might think it is the right min. But that's the p'sak of the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah brings that the Peskim are make a lakapanim by Yavesh to make a bracha by all dalad minim. That's what the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Magen Avraham and the Achrenim. The Lamaisi, you could make a bracha when you don't have anyone, when you don't have another one. But what's taka pashit pshat? In other words, the chayy the raivit's asking good. If it's a psul deraisa, how could a psul deraisa be kasher b'shas atchak? So the Rosh already goes to answer this question. He says, these are the words he says. He says, kol hani psuli, moshin akasa l'chachamim. All these psulim, the pasuk gave it over to the chachamim. The heim amru shaloi b'shas atchak, afil b'di'evid l'yasa. Kadei sheyizu yisrael b'mitzvahs. If it's not b'shas atchak, and I v'yitzu b'di'evid. And that's because the people should be careful about mitzvahs. Makam etchak hechshirim kevin she'eiv shebin yinachem mevarchan aleihen. Makam etchak they will machshedem. Moshe nakasav gachamim. So it's an interesting lashon. It sounds come out like it's the rabbanim because he says, "Hey, Rav, Mishloibish Nachvil b'diavad liyatzik they should use yourself in mitzvahs." Kamin Asanel says he was talking about all the mitzvah by the Zayin Yamim, not the first day, but not mashmir away at all. There's an Igris Maisha, very interesting, in Arachayim Chelek Aleph Simen Kofei Zayin, where he says that he wants to be tell in a chakira. Is a psul hadar a be'etzim dika psul? That there's a tnai in the Torah, it has to be hadar, and Chazal decided what's not considered hadar, what's a chsar in hadar, and it's a psul, and male then be psul even b'shan sadchak. Well, no, the psul hadar is because you weren't mekayim the mitzvah of anveyu. And he says, that's what Rashi means in the beginning, that the Eilam Shtelzach, the Taisa asks the Kasha and Rashi, Alula Vayavish, Rashi says, Zimina Mutzvah Muderis Iksiv Anveyu. And Taisa asks, Anveyu is not absolute to be Makiv, you need Hadda to be Makiv. The Zakhtar of Meshah, the Pshat is, that the Psul is because normally there's a mitzvah to do Zakhelev Anveyu, normally it's not Makiv, but Lulav it is Makiv. That's Pshat in the Pasuk. So if it's a Psul Agov, Senevad, even Mashat Sadchak, you'd have a Psul. But if it's a pshat, it's because the kiyam of zekeli v'anveyu is ma'akev, so b'shas atchak, you weren't not ma'akev zekeli v'anveyu. You were ma'anveyu as much as possible. So mela, it can't be ma'akev. So that's what it means, mashin akas of chachamim, because obviously, if you chaser a little bit in the beauty, you took something which is not as van veyu as you could be. You don't have a zama hudadika esrog like you could have had, but about that wouldn't be possible. Right? There's no shir to that. So Chazal established a minimum shir that if you didn't do van veyu in this minimum shir, then it's going to be possible. Now, it's a shtickle problem. What's the words of the Rosh? Hey, Mar Meshach Yaskak Afil B'Yev Liyotzik Teshi Yizu Yisrael B'mitzvahis. So the Gismaisha says an interesting thing. He says, that's pshat in the Torah. Why did the Torah decide by lulav that it should be ma'akev? Because the Torah wanted b'chal to realize the importance of zekeli v'anveyu. That's why he says, kadesh yizu yisrael b'mitzvah. It's not kadesh yizu yisrael to be mahadir in this mitzvah. The kadesh yisrael b'mitzvah is altogether other mitzvahs. This mitzvah is ma'akev in the avid stam. But why, in order for klal yisrael to be nizah b'mitzvahs, I should understand the importance of Zekeli Van Veyu. So Meila, Rav Meisha wants to explain Lefizeh, how you could then be Mechal between Lulav and other Minim, Lulav Ayavesh and other Psulim, or Hadas, or whatever it is. Because you have to say in the Rambam, Mishal, is where does it come from, he's a little bothered, that there are two Dinim. There's a Din that if you're not Mekayim Zek Kelev Anveyu to Chazal's minimum standard, it's possible because you weren't Mekayim Zek Kelev Anveyu. And that's a Din by Lulav Ayavesh, that there's nothing wrong be'etzim with the Lulav, it's just you weren't Mekayim Zek Kelev Anveyu. But Chazal only said it by Lulav because the other Psulei Hadar, that's Taka Psulei Guf. So I want to also explain the Ritva this way. The Ritva says this din of Ein Shasat Chak Rai is dafka by Lulav Hadas and Arava because it doesn't say Hadar. But Eshek, where it says Hadar, then you don't have this din. So Shalos, what's the Chilik? Manavshach. Hayes, there is a Hekesh of Lulav and Hadas and Arava to Eshek. So the din Hadar applies to them also. So why should it apply differently? Why? Because the Torah writes it beferish, then it's even b'shasad chak. Or the Torah didn't write it beferish, then it's only when you have another one. Azaga chazai. Priyates hadar is a definition of the esrig. So hadar, by esrig, defines the pri. If it's not hadar, it's simply not an esrig. So even b'shasad chak, it's not an esrig. But the hekesh isn't that a lulav has to be hadar. The mahus of a lulav is hadar. The mahus of a handas is hadar. The mahus of a rav is hadar. That's not the mahus. The hakish is that there's a ikuva of hadar. But that ikuva of hadar could only be a din that if you're not mekayim the zakele v'anveyu, it's ma'akev. But b'shas atchak, where there is no din of zakele v'anveyu, you were mekayim it, it wasn't missing in Nikiyim, so then it wouldn't be ma'akev. That's it, I would say, according to Rav Meisha. Now just a little bit more on the inyan of Yavesh, that on the Mishnah, Lulav HaGazel v'Yavesh Pasul, Rashi says that the reason why Yavesh is Pasul is because v'inu mitzvah mederes aksiv v'anveyu. And Taisus asked the Kasha, Vanveya was only Lechatchila, it's not Pasul. The real reason is because Esrik says Hadar, and Lulav is the Hekesh to Esrik, and that really is what it says in the Gemara, early on Laman Aleph and Man Aleph. It says Klar that way. What's Ripshan and Rashi? So some Achreinim, Rabbi Kivega, and the Karban Asanel, say that Rashi was bothered, but why is the Pasul beyond Rishani? Taisus himself over there said that the reason why they were Masakhna beyond Rishani is because of Hidda Mitzvah. And Rashi really says it. Rashi Bishloim Yavish Pasul says it's Pasul Midarabban because since it's Mitzvah, Mishim Zechel Mitzvah, Bin and Hid the Mitzvah. So that's what Rashi says Vanveyu. He doesn't say Hadar because Hadar wouldn't work for Yantav Sheni. And Rashi wanted to say a Tam for Yantav Sheni. And the Kabbalist tomorrow also says it's Teretz and it's third Teretz, but it's a bit Dachuk, like Ravashi points out. Why would Rashi say the Tam for Yantav Sheni, not the Tam for Yantav Rishon? By Gazel, he said the Tam of Lechem. He didn't say the time mitzvah by very for Yantav Sheni. Why would he say the time for Yantav Sheni? Unless Rashi wanted to explain the haven of the Gemara. Bishloime Yavesh, Hadabina Veleka, Ella Gazel, Bish Yantav Rishon says Lechem, but Yantav Sheni, why? Why the Gemara held it was a chilek? Because Teres says Gazel's not Lechem, and Yavesh is not Svanveyu. That's what the Achrayim say. Kavastamarim says other psukim. The Kavastamarim says without Van Vey we wouldn't have made a Hekesh Lulav Esrig, because there wouldn't be a Svara to be Makesh. So that stems a little bit with the Pshanim saying in the Ritva. Without Van Vey or Bechal, there can't be such a din by Lulav and Hadas and Arava. Van Vey is what brings the din to Lulav, Hadas and Arava, so it's also din Van Vey. Mashenk and Esrig, you don't need Van Vey. Esrig, it's din Ikira din. Now he wants to say also Van Vey could be an Ikuv. And he says, like, it's Masa Kazachom when it's Ma'akev. He says, I mean, he doesn't bring this down, but Lechari, you find the Biskarov brings this down, and Gidden Daf Chafam and Aleph, that if someone writes the Shem Hashem Shloi Lishma, they're not allowed to be Mavril of Kul Masu Mekache. You can't just write it again over it Lishma. Why? The Chum say, Ein Hashem in a Mufchar. And the Gemara says, the reason is, it really is a Ksav, but it's a Kei Levan Veyu. So suddenly he sees a Kei Levan Veyu as a Psul, like writing the shame over by Mavel of Kulmas. We already explained that maybe Taka the Psul comes from Hadar, but you need Vanveyev to tell you it's not a Psul in the Guf, it's a Psul in the, it's a Psul just, it's an Ikav in Vanveyev in the Nafkiminis B'Shas Atchak, like we said. There's an interesting Brisker Rav in the Ksavim, in the beginning of Nazir, that he wants to say Fakert, he wants to say if it passes at all, so there can't be just a Chi of Gavra, it's not Shayach to pass it's Chi of Gavra. It must be Vanveyu that the Chefsa Shel Mitzvah is missing if you don't have Vanveyu. And as you can have this Chakira. Rav Meisha was saying Chakira in the Psul Hadar. Is the Psul Hadar Be'etzim mitzad the cheftza, that you need hadar, or it's just the ikuv and the nivah and veyu. The Brisker Rav is saying, if an veyu has an ikuv, in dem state, van veyu is not stam a chiyuv gavra to make it beautiful. Van veyu is a din in the guf ha-mitzvah. So he brings the mashal. The Rambam says, l'gabi luv sarach agad, but the Gemara says, because of van veyu. The Rambam says, it's a mitzvah and a mufkal agad as a lulav. What's mitzvah and a mufkar? Tainet the Rav, that means it's in the guf ha-mitzvah. It's a different mitzvah. Not just the din in the gavra. Also, the Rambam brings a din of mukav gvil, which is ma'akiv, by stam, if the letters are touching each other, it's ma'akev, and he says, because you need a ksiva not. He brings the gabi dinim of ksiva not. So you see, it's a din of gufa mitzvah. Also, the mashal, you find tzitzim ma'akev nisamila, the reason why we're caught off the skin, even though it's not ma'akev, is al tzvan vehu. And you see, that at least kozman shle pirish, you could cut off the tzitzim she'ena ma'akev nisamila, even though it's only a din of van vehu. You see, vaita, it's a din, it becomes a chelik in a mitzvah smila. But I think the Brisker Rav is not such a steer to Rav Moshe, because even though van vei was a din in the etzah mitzvah, but still, b'shas hadchak, the mitzvah is not missing van vei. If the din hadar is nothing to do van vei, so the pshat is, it's simply not the min the Torah wanted. But if the din hadar is coming from van vei, even if you could bring a raya van vei was a din in the gufa mitzvah, otherwise it can't be ma'akiv, but it's the van veyu that's ma'akev, because van veyu is the din of the gufa mitzvah. So if you have someone else, you're not missing van veyu, so the mele can't be ma'akev.